大家好 ，Hi everyone, you're listening to Bite Size Taiwanese,
a brand new podcast giving you a taste of real everyday Taiwanese.
This is Alan
and this is Phil. Welcome back. This is episode 19 of the newbie level. Hey Alan, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just looking at some old photos. You know how sometimes some photo apps will automatically show you photos from a few years ago?
Yeah.
Well, this morning I got one and now I can't stop going through other photos.
Yeah, that's happened to me before too. Hey, who's this?
Oh. 这个郎是夏郎。
Oh, this is my mother. 这是关阿布。
And how about her? Who's that? 伊的伊是像。
Okay, that is my older sister, 伊是关阿姬。
And how about him? Who's this? 阿姨的，这是像。
Him? 伊Surprise, that's me! 伊是我。
Really? Wow, huge difference. 差真多。
I know, I was thin, and that was almost 8 years ago. 背当啊。
I think it's partially because you have such a serious look on your face in this picture. Also, I didn't know you played the baritone.
Oh, yeah. I played it for 3 years.
And all these other people, who are they? 尹喜相.
Oh, they're my classmates. 尹喜关东赫.
Do you still keep in touch with them?
Yeah, we still get together every few months.
Actually, I'm almost surprised by how many of my Taiwanese friends still regularly meet with their high school classmates. 各种的东赫.
Well, you don't? Well, yeah, we tend to bond with our classmates, 同学, since we're in the same classroom with the same group of 30 students the entire year. Different teachers, 老师, will come to your class to teach different subjects, but the students, 学生, stay together in the same room all year.
Wow, I can see now how you can become so close, but it must be tough though too, if you don't get along with your 동학, because you're sort of stuck with them.
That's so true, tell me about it. But I think another reason that it's easy to stay in touch with 各种的동학, high school classmates, is that Taiwan is a small enough place that it's not too difficult to find a chance to meet up.Even if you're in different cities.
Yeah, I think that makes a huge difference because I almost didn't make it to my 10-year high school reunion since it was like a 12-hour drive away.
Well, you know, after talking about who's who, I realized we haven't talked yet about all our pronouns like he, we, and they.
Yeah, you're right. And we haven't talked about possession either, like his, our, and their. So let's do that today.
Okay, sounds good to me.
So let's first introduce all the personal pronouns, like we, they, she, and so on.
Okay, let's start with the singular pronouns. So, of course, we have I, 我, 我. We should know this already. 我是 Alan. I'm Alan.
You know, for the longest time, I thought it was 我, without that beginning g sound, until I saw how it was romanized. So I would say 我是 Phil, instead of 我是 Phil.
Actually, for many young Taiwanese, you're starting to hear 我 instead of 我. This is because in Mandarin, there's no voiced g sound. So this g can be hard to hear or pronounce for some people. If this trend continues, you could just look at it as a language change or something. Yeah. So you're not alone. I agree that g sound can be hard to hear. Yeah, that's that, true.
I mean, that is one benefit to learning the romanization is that you start to become more aware of your own pronunciation, especially the beginning and ending of syllables. Anyway, let's keep going.
Next, we have you. The singular you, of course, is di. Di. We should all know this from di ho. And moving on, we have the third person pronoun.E, E. In Taiwanese, he, she, or it all share the same pronoun.
So how do you know if someone is talking about a he or she?
Well, you don't know. Actually, sometimes you can figure out the gender from context, but sometimes not. If you need to know, usually just ask.
I mean, I think in most situations, it's not such a big deal. But I did start to notice that when someone is talking about several people in a story or describing a situation, it's sometimes easy to lose track of whom he is referring to. So I find myself asking a lot of clarification questions. Who? Shang.
Actually, we should probably introduce how to say who. I don't think we have yet, right?
Oh, you're right. So in Taiwanese, you might hear a few different ways to say who, but they're all basically the same phrase, but some are just shortened or contracted.
The basic phrase for who is 虾米人, 虾米人, 虾米 is what, and 人 means person or people. So literally, what person? You might also hear people shorten 虾米 to just 虾. So what person now becomes 虾人, 虾人. Then some people contract 虾人 into one syllable so that it becomes 像, 像, or 像, 像, or even 想, 想 in some dialects.
So one way to ask who is this is 这是什么人? Actually, this is very similar to our question back in episode 5. What is this? 这是什么? And what is that? 嘿是什么? Do you remember that? Now we just add 人 to what? 什么? And we get what person, or basically who? 什么人?
So again, to ask, who is this? We say 这是什么人? And for who is that? We say 嘿是什么人? We can also say 这个人是什么人? Who is this person? And 这个人是什么人? Who is that person? 这个人 means this person. And 这个人, that person. 诶, here is a general measure word for people and things.
So when you answer the question, remember the word order stays the same. You just replace who with your answer.
So if you have the question, 这是什么人? Who is this? Then the response is, 这是关阿布, this is my mother.
All right, now let's look at the plural forms. So in Taiwanese, to make these singular pronouns, 瓜, I, 你, you, and 伊, he, she, or it, into the plural forms, all you have to do is add an N or an ng sound.
So to make I, 瓜, into 我, we just add an N. So we get 关, 关. And in northern and central Taiwan, 关 is usually pronounced as 군, 군. To make you, 你, into you as a plural form or you all. Again, we just add an N. So we get 린, 린. And the same goes for he, she, or it. 이, just add an N and we get 인, 인.
It's pretty easy, right? So one thing we should mention is that there are actually two kinds of 위. So the one we just learned, 관, is called an exclusive 위, meaning that whomever the speaker is talking to is not included. So, for example, let's say you have two team captains talking to each other right before their teams play, and one says, we're going to win. That team captain would use 관, since this excludes the person she's talking to, which is the other team captain.
So, we're going to win is 관에야. 관에야.
Now, the inclusive 위, which includes whomever the speaker is talking to, is 란. 란.
So now that team captain walks back to her own team and tells all of them with a lot of confidence, huh, we're going to win. 란에야. 난 에 야. We use
really confident.
We use 란 for we here since now this includes the people the captain is talking to, which is her own team.
Here's a tip to help you remember the exclusive and inclusive we in Taiwanese. 관, the exclusive we, comes from 과, or I. So it's all about me and my side and my people.
Right. And 란, the inclusive we, comes from 니 plus 관. So you can hear the word 란 as the L sound from you. So try to memorize 란 as you and I. And you won't confuse it with the exclusive we.
One other thing I'd like to mention before we talk about possession is that in Taiwanese, there's no difference between subject and object pronouns. So like I versus me or we versus us. In Taiwanese, the same pronoun is used whether they perform the action or receive the action.
So a sentence like he gave him a book in Taiwanese uses the same pronoun. 이 허이 집분체. 이 허이 집분체.
And actually, since there's no difference between he, she, him, or her, that sentence, 이 허이 집분체, could mean he gave him a book, he gave her a book, she gave him a book, or she gave her a book.
So make sure you pay attention closely, especially if someone's telling you a story with lots of characters.
Okay, now that we've covered all the pronouns, let's look at how to show possession. It's actually quite easy. You just add the particle 에, which in some situations is like adding apostrophe S in English. But basically, you put 에 between the possessor and whatever is possessed.
Ooh, possessed.
Not that kind of possessed.
Okay, anyway, so Phil's dog would be Phil Ekawa. Phil Ekawa. His car would be 이에차. 이에차. And my friend would be 과의 병유. 과의 병유.
Okay, and how do we change these to ask the question, whose?
To ask whose, you just add the possessive particle, 에, to the word for who, 샤랑. So you get 샤랑에, or 샹에. So, whose dog would be 샤랑에 가와. 샤랑에 가와. Whose car would be 샤랑에 차? 샤랑에 차? And whose friend would be 샤랑에 병유? 샤랑에 병유?
And what if we just have the general question, whose is this?
You can ask 这是 샤랑에 or 这是 샹에.
And as always, to answer the question, just replace the part in question with the answer.
So, for example, you can respond to whose is this? 这是谁的? With the answer, this is mine. 这是我的. 这是我的.
Now, this next part is where it sort of gets interesting. In Taiwanese, the plural pronouns 관, the exclusive we, 린, you all, and in, they, can be used like singular possessive pronouns, like my, your, his, or her, when talking about people or places, usually when there is a close relationship with that person or place. So instead of using the particle 에, the plural pronoun can be used.
So in our last example, we had my friend, 과의 병유. Now, instead of using the particle 에, we can use 관, the exclusive we pronoun. So, my friend becomes 관병유. 관병유.
So, if 관병유 becomes my friend, how would you say our friend.
关兵友. It's the same thing. Again, context will help you tell which one it is, or you'll just have to ask questions for clarification.
Of course, follow-up questions. But if you're the speaker and you want to be unambiguous, just use the particle 에 we learned earlier. 과의 빙유 only means my friend, and 관의 빙유 only means our friend.
Let's look at a few more examples. Your home is 您家. 您家. But the your could be singular or plural. And 인涛家. 인涛家 could be his boss, her boss, or their boss.
Now you may have noticed we left out 란, the inclusive we. 란 actually can't be used to mean my, like we can with 관. 란 can only mean our. So 란 빙 유 can only mean our friend, and the our includes the person being spoken to. It can't mean my friend.
Speaking of our friends and pronouns, next we have something a little fun.
In 1977, NASA launched two Voyager space probes that continue to explore our solar system, and now even interstellar space. On board, they placed recordings of greetings to the universe in 55 different languages, just in case the probes would encounter any extraterrestrial beings.
One of the recorded languages is Amoy, which is a southern Min dialect spoken around Xiamen, Emeng, the capital of Fujian province in China. It's very similar to Taiwanese, but even from the short recording, you can already notice that there are some tone differences. All right, let's have a listen.
太空朋友，您好，您吃饱未？有闲就来阮家坐哦。
Now, we'll say the whole greeting again and then break it down. Pay attention to all the pronouns too. 太空朋友，您好，您吃饱未？有闲就来阮家坐哦。太空朋友，您好。
Friends from space, how are you all?
Next we have 您吃饱未？您吃饱未？
Literally, this means, have you eaten yet? But it's a common way to greet people. We actually talk about this more in episode 1 of our elementary level podcast, so check it out if you want to know more. We'll put the link in the show notes.
Finally, we have 有闲就来阮家坐哦。有闲就来阮家坐哦。
Come visit us if you have time.
有闲来坐is a common pleasantry in Taiwanese. It means, whenever you have time, come visit or come to my place. 来坐 literally means to come sit. The sit part is like a way to show your hospitality, because it means you want the guest to sit and stay, probably to have a chat over a cup of tea or snacks. So, 有闲来阮家坐 means,When you have time, come visit us. The 关家 part literally means our here. Or in other words, our place here, or around our area.
You can make other combinations using different pronouns. 关, 란, 린, 인, plus here or there. 家, 家. So for example, 린 家 means at or around your place. Or in your area, region, or country.
All right, if you want to learn more about how they decide which languages to use and more background on the whole project, we'll put a link on our show notes for you to check out.
Okay, let's try practicing what we just learned. Who's that guy outside? 과거의일랑시상.
Oh, 해시관동학. Oh, that's my classmate.
Oh, that's your classmate? It's kind of creepy since he's just hanging out in front of our door.
Well, yeah, we're actually going out now, so maybe he doesn't want to waste time coming in.
All right. 기이우잉라이란다오제야. Tell him to come in and chat next time he's free. No need to be a creeper. 과거 히레랑 是谁？
那是阮同学。
叫伊有闲来咱家坐啊。你好，我是 Phil。Hi, I'm Phil. And this is my friend, 阿炳。这是阮朋友阿炳。
Phil, 阿炳，您好。您吃饱未？Have you guys eaten yet?
阮吃饱。啊，你吃饱未？We've eaten. And have you eaten yet?
哦，我嘛吃。Yeah, I've eaten. Hey, 外口那台车是啥人的啊？ Whose car is that outside?
Oh, 那是伊的车。That's his car.
Wow, that's a nice car. 那台车真好呢。
Oh, you mean that new white car? 那不是伊的车。That's not his car. His car is the old one next to it withDuct tape, just barely keeping the mirror on.
这是关朋友阿炳。
Phil, 阿炳，您好，您吃饱未？
关吃饱，啊，你吃饱未？
我嘛吃饱。外口那台车是啥人的？
那是伊的车。
那台车真好呢。
那不是伊的车。
All right, it's review time!
Like usual, we'll say the English first and then the Taiwanese. First natural speed and then slowly.
Practice by saying hello with us.
All right, let's get started. Who's this person?
这个人是啥人？这个人是啥人？
This is my mother.
这是阮阿母。这是阮阿母。
Who's this?
这是什么人？这是什么人 ？Or 这是啥人？这是啥人 ？Or 这是谁？这是谁？
That's me.
那是我。那是我。
Who is he or she?
伊是谁？伊是谁？
That is my older sister.
伊是阮阿姊。伊是阮阿姊。
They're my classmates.
因是阮同学。因是阮同学
，high school classmates，
高中的同学，高中的同学
，teachers，
老师，老师
，students，
学生，学生
，I or me，
我。我
You
你你
He, him, she, her, or it
伊伊
The exclusive we
阮阮
We are going to win. Exclusive.
阮会赢，阮会赢。
The inclusive we.
咱，咱。
We're gonna win. Inclusive.
咱会赢，咱会赢。
You plural, you all, or my, our.
恁。Din.
they, them, their, his, her, its.
In.
He gave him a book, or he gave her a book, or she gave him a book, or she gave her a book.
이 허 이 지 분 채.
The possessive particle, like the apostrophe S in English.
에.
Phil's dog.
Phil 에 가와.
His car.
이의 차.
Whose?
샤랑의. Or 샹의.
Whose car?
샤랑의 차.
Whose is this?
这是샤랑의. Or 这是샹의.
This is mine.
这是我的。
My friend or our friend.
关朋友。
Your home.
您到。
His boss, her boss, or their boss.
因头家。
Our friend, inclusive.
咱朋友。
Have you eaten yet?
您吃饱未？
Come visit us if you have time.
有闲来阮家坐哦。
Okay, that's it for today. To review what we discussed in this episode, visit our website, bitesizedtaiwanese.com, and go to the episode page where you can get a quick recap of what we covered today.
And if you want more than what we covered in today's podcast, just check out the downloadable workbook where you'll get great exercises, extra vocabulary, more grammar discussion, more audio, and so much more detail like characters and annotated tone changes.
If you haven't yet, please go to our website and sign up for our mailing list. Once the first season ends, you'll be the first to get updates about our next season, and also other news like the upcoming release of our vocab builder that will be available in print.
When you start to learn any language, one of the biggest challenges is the drudgery of having to continually build your vocabulary. So we've been working hard to put together a vocab builder that makes expanding your vocabulary fun and easy. It's targeted for both our newbie and elementary podcast listeners. So if you haven't yet, make sure that you're on our mailing list for the latest details on the book and the launch.
Also, by signing up for our mailing list, you'll get immediate access to our pronunciation cheat sheet, and you'll be able to receive special promo codes only available to our list subscribers, including for new releases like the Vocab Builder. Just click on the link to our websites in the show notes and sign up. It takes less than a minute.
Thanks everyone for listening.
多谢大家收听。I'm Alan.
And I'm Phil.
See you next time.
再会。